Good morning. This is Akashvani. I'm Naresh Mago with World News. The headlines. 20th session of Intergovernmental Committee for Safeguarding of Intangible Cultural Heritage to begin today in New Delhi. India nominates Festival of Lights Diwali as its submission for UNESCO Intangible Heritage List this year. India and European Union to resume talks on free trade agreement in New Delhi today. India opens a new consulate building in Shanghai, marking a sign of strengthening economic and people-to-people engagement with China. And in men's hockey, India beat host South Africa 5-2 in the first match of the three-match series in Cape Town. The 20th session of the Intergovernmental Committee for the Safeguarding of the Intangible Cultural Heritage will begin today at the Red Fort in New Delhi. The session will be chaired by Vishal V. Sharma, Ambassador and Permanent Delegate of India to UNESCO. India has nominated Diwali, the Festival of Lights, Brotherhood, Compassion and Collective Celebration, as its submission for the UNESCO Intangible Heritage List this year. Union Minister for Culture and Tourism Gajendra Singh Shekhawat said the proposal earlier reviewed by independent evaluation bodies will be discussed during the session and the government is confident of a positive outcome. The six-day event aims at examining nominations submitted by states' parties for inscription on the UNESCO ICH lists, reviewing the status of existing elements and providing international assistance for safeguarding intangible cultural heritage. The inaugural ceremony for the session was held at the Red Fort in New Delhi yesterday. Speaking on the occasion, External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar said that besides being home to many UNESCO heritage sites, India has itself undertaken many projects to preserve and conserve heritages across the world.
Lucknow has recently joined Hyderabad as a UNESCO creative city of gastronomy, has also been widely appreciated in this country. Each recognition of intangible heritage has ripples well beyond the immediate decision. Your work not only evokes cultural pride and strengthens tradition, but impacts lives and livelihood as well. The world is a fundamentally pluralistic landscape, a landscape whose richness lies in its diversity.
Union Culture and Tourism Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat said that the meeting reinforces the country's commitment to protect the living traditions.
Hosting this 20th session of UNESCO Intergovernmental Meeting is not just a matter of pride. It is a reminder that our living traditions echo through our past and shape our shared future. This meeting reinforces the sacred responsibility we all share to protect these living traditions, so future generations may inherit not only the wealth of the world, but also the traditional wisdom of the world.
India and the European Union will resume talks in New Delhi today on a free trade agreement, FTA. The two-day negotiation session will commence today, marking another step forward in the long-standing effort to establish stronger economic ties between the EU and India. EU Ambassador to India Hervé Delphin, while speaking at India's World Annual Conclave 2025, said the current negotiations represent a fundamentally new phase, calling them EU-India FTA Negotiation 2.0. The EU is India's largest trading partner, with bilateral goods trade reaching $137.5 billion in 2023-24. India has stepped up humanitarian outreach to Sri Lanka as the island nation struggles to recover from the devastation caused by last week's cyclonic storm, with fresh consignments of emergency relief arriving to support displaced families, damaged communities and disrupted livelihoods across several hard-hit districts. Emergency relief consignments totaling 300 metric tons were formally handed over to Sri Lanka under Operation Sagar Bandhu as part of a larger 1,000-ton assistance package dispatched by the government of Tamil Nadu. More from our correspondent.
India has delivered 300 metric tons of emergency relief to Sri Lanka under Operation Sagar Bandhu as part of a broader 1,000-ton assistance package from Tamil Nadu. Another ship containing 700 tons is due to reach Trincomalee today afternoon. The aid was formally handed over by Indian High Commissioner Santosh Jha to Sri Lankan Minister Vasantha Samarasinghe as Sri Lanka continues to battle the aftermath of devastating floods that have killed 618 people and displaced thousands. India continues to help Sri Lanka through its humanitarian assistance and disaster response HADR efforts under Operation Sagar Bandhu. Ahmed Muin Farooqi, Akashwani News, Colombo.
India has opened a new consulate building in Shanghai, marking a sign of strengthening economic and people-to-people engagement with China. The new premises of the consulate were inaugurated by India's ambassador to China, Pradeep Kumar Rawat, along with Consul General Pratik Mathur, marking the consulate's first move in 32 years. The new office, located in the Dawning Center in Shanghai's Changning district, is larger and more modern. It is expected to improve services and strengthen India's engagement in the region. The consulate said the move reflects Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of inclusive development. This is Akashwani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. And moving on to sports, India will host the Squash World Cup for the third consecutive time, with the tournament taking place at SDAT Stadium in Chennai from tomorrow till the 14th of this month. 12 nations will compete, including host India, defending champions Egypt, and 2023 runners-up Malaysia. Each team is 2 men and 2 women, and matches follow the format introduced in 2023 games to 7 points with sudden-death tie-breaks at 6-all. India has announced its squad, blending experience and young talent. In the men's category, number 1 Abhay Singh will team up with Velavan Senthil Kumar. Former world number 10 Joshna Chinnappa returns, aiming to improve on India's third place finish in 2023. On the women's side, number 1 Anahat Singh will make her World Cup debut. In men's hockey, India defeated host South Africa 5-2 in the first match of the three-match series at Stellenbosch in Cape Town last night. For India, the goals came from Shailanand Lakra, Aditya Lalage, Amit Rohidas, Harmanpreet Singh and Dilpreet Singh, while Mustafa Kasim and Viwe Mbata scored for South Africa. The second hockey test will be played today at 8:30 p.m. Indian time at Hartle Vale Stadium in Cape Town. In FIH Hockey Men's Junior World Cup 2025 semi-final match, Germany beat India comprehensively by a 5-1 margin at the Mayor Radhakrishnan Hockey Stadium in Chennai last night. Germany's Lukas Kossel, Titus Wex, Jonas Gersom and Ben Hasbeck got on the score sheet. Anmol Ekka was India's sole goal scorer. India reached the semi-finals after defeating Belgium in a penalty shootout in the quarter-finals. India, the two-time champions, are aiming for their first title since 2016, while Germany entered the contest as the most successful side in the tournament's history with 7 titles. In football, FC Goa were crowned AIFF Super Cup champions for a record 3rd time after beating East Bengal FC 6-5 on penalties at the Fatorda Stadium in Margao, Goa yesterday. The match ended 0-0 after regular and extra time, marking the first Super Cup final to be decided by penalties. British racing driver Lando Norris clinched the Formula One World Championship following a tense season finale at the Abu Dhabi Grand Prix yesterday. Starting 2nd, Norris was passed by teammate Oscar Piastri on the first lap, dropping to 3rd. But finishing 3rd was all he needed to secure the title. He defended well against Charles Leclerc, keeping himself out of DRS range and crossing the finish line in 3rd. With this win, Norris became McLaren's first world champion since Lewis Hamilton in 2008 and the 35th world champion in the F1 history. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. 20th session of Intergovernmental Committee for Safeguarding of Intangible Cultural Heritage to begin today in New Delhi. India nominates Festival of Lights Diwali as its submission for UNESCO Intangible Heritage List this year. India and European Union to resume talks on free trade agreement in New Delhi today. India opens a new consulate building in Shanghai, marking a sign of strengthening economic and people-to-people engagement with China. And in men's hockey, India beat host South Africa 5-2 in first match of the three-match series in Cape Town. And that is the end of this news bulletin.